Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me here in studio today is Ann Murray. She is the Education and Communications Director for SMILES, Independent Living in Minnesota. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So, Ann, last week we learned about SMILES and how you allow for those with disabilities to live more independently in the community, and really how that can have an economic benefit to the community in the long run. And also about collaborating, I think we want to kind of explore that a little deeper. One thing that occurred just recently, of course, was the Give to the Max Day. And I would imagine that that has a pretty powerful impact on nonprofits such as SMILES.
It's a huge deal because it's a one-day, 24-hour megathon giving opportunity that anyone in Minnesota can participate in. You can give to any organization that you want to that's part of that network, and most nonprofits and many educational organizations are also part of Give to the Max Day, which is through GiveMin Minnesota. Several of us have kind of banded together to say, you know, this business of being cooperative and supporting our communities wherever our community is, that's important. And if we cooperate and let folks know that we're trying to make sure that nobody's left out, people who need a certain set of services know that if you can't get what you need from this organization, you can go to another one. Maybe somebody goes looking for some sort of support through an organization that offers counseling, and they find out through discussion that the real thing that they need is better housing. Because we work together, because we know about each other, and because we support one another's work, that organization is able to say, you know what, there are three or four places where you can go to get the support you need to get the housing that you need to do. So when somebody goes online to give money for Give to the Max Day, they can choose where they want to give their money, and they can also know that many organizations working together will use that money to not only support the community and the individuals who need something in the community, but each other's organizations working together and being mindful and planning ahead for the needs of the entire community.
One of the other ways that people can give is their time and talent. And I know that volunteerism is something that's really a pretty big deal all across the state of Minnesota when it comes to nonprofits.
It is. In fact, there are several organizations that are devoted simply to volunteerism in order to make better use of volunteers, to make the volunteer experience more pleasant and more rewarding for folks who do volunteer, and to develop those programs so that when somebody comes in and wants to give time or do something special with their talents, they might have a specific skill or a knowledge set that we don't have that the folks we serve need. Being able to do that also supports the person who's giving, because it's resume building, it's confidence building, it's social networking, it's being a part of the community, it's giving who you really are, it's being who you intend to be.
Ann Murray, the Education and Communications Director for SMILES of Southern Minnesota. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.